You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, the last time we saw baseball, meaningful baseball, was when Los Angeles beat Tampa Bay in Texas. But let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Spring training's over. It's time to start the Major League Baseball season. Steve Gardner, USA Today, helping us preview all of that. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm great. Listen, let's talk about last season. 60 games, short, it was tight, a lot of doubleheaders, a lot of seven-inning doubleheaders. Let's all get it in. In the end, the best team that people thought going into the season won. But was there any sort of way, is there any team that you saw last year that was a surprise enough that makes you think 2021 under a full season could carry that momentum into this year?
Well, I think we saw the Padres and how good they can be last year and into the playoffs. And I think they're the second best team, maybe even in baseball, but certainly in the National League, in my mind, to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, I mean, those Padres, they got the experience of being in the chase last year, of being in the playoffs and getting a little bit of a taste of that. I think that could make them certainly a much stronger team and help them to carry over that momentum into this year. And, you know, maybe they do give the Dodgers a run in the NL West. And certainly if they don't, they can see them in the playoffs again.
There's some other teams in the National League outside of those two. Atlanta, again, they went to the playoffs the third straight year coming into this season. And the Mets, evaluate those two teams as realistic NL champs.
Oh, sure. Atlanta is stacked. And, you know, if the Padres aren't the second best team on paper, then the Braves are, because you've got an MVP and another, you know, Freddie Freeman's the reigning MVP. Ronald Acuna Jr. could win a couple of those before he's all done. The offense is great. They got Marcelo Zuna back. They re-signed him. And then the pitching staff a little bit retooled, but still, you've got some young guys like an Ian Anderson who basically came on last season. We only got a glimpse of how good he can be. So, you know, as you were saying, a full season's worth of Ian Anderson. Wow. You know, that's I'm excited to see that. And so you throw that in with Charlie Morton. You know, they picked up Drew Smyly. They picked up for their pitching staff. The Braves are going to be very strong this year. And the Mets, again, the best player in all of baseball to change teams is Francisco Lindor, and he makes the Mets stronger on offense, makes them stronger on defense, and they went out and they spent money, maybe not so much on free agents as some of their fans might have liked, but they may spend it on an extension for Francisco Lindor. And most important, I think, for them this season is they spent it on guys who could add some depth to that team. And that's where the Mets have really fallen short in previous seasons and have disappointed, is they haven't had guys to step in when others got hurt. And I think they do this year.
Yeah, let's stay on the Mets for a second here, because this is a team that every year we're like, hey, Pete Alonso and Michael Conforto, Jacob deGrom, of course, and Noah Syndergaard, and this talent, were they a Francisco Lindor-level player from being that next-level championship good? Were they good before and this makes them better, or were they really missing a Francisco Lindor?
So, I mean, they had a very good core on that team, but I think, number one, Lindor pulls everything together, you know, for offense and defense. And then when they can build around him and continue to build around him to where, you know, Jeff McNeil's a fantastic player, but he's not going to carry you for weeks at a time. And I think that's where Lindor can provide that. And Alonso, because of the nature of his game, there's a lot of swing and miss. And so he could get cold for stretches. They couldn't weather that last season. I think they can now with Francisco Lindor. And, you know, to add the pieces, the Jonathan Villars and Kevin Pillar, those kinds of guys around them, I think makes this Mets team a lot more formidable.
All right, let's go to the Central, where Milwaukee and St. Louis, the Cardinals get Nolan Arenado in that blockbuster trade. Is this a two-team race? Is there anybody else that's going to make a little noise in that division? That's always been a fun division to watch because it seems like there's a whole bunch of things going on, so many teams in contention.
Yeah, until the Arenado trade, nobody really in the Central had made any kind of bold moves to get better. And I think that makes things a lot more interesting. I mean, the Reds lost a couple of players, especially, you know, Trevor Bauer, the Cy Young Award winner. Yeah. So they fell back a little bit. And, yeah, I think that that division can go in any number of different directions. I like the Brewers over the Cardinals, but still, when you add a player the caliber of Arenado who can provide you offense, you know, a platinum glove at third base, that's going to be huge for them and their pitching staff. So, yeah, I think any one of four teams can win that Central.
All right, we know the Yankees last year plagued with injury problems. Tampa Bay beat them straight up almost every time they played during the regular season. The Rays would beat the Yankees, ended up winning and winning the American League. The Rays lose Blake Snell. The Yankees need to stay healthy. But when healthy, how good are the Yankees?
Oh, the Yankees could be a juggernaut. But again, you know, that has been the big question. You know, can they be healthy? And the funny thing is, I mean, when you're the Yankees and you want to rebuild your starting rotation, you go out and pick up a Jameson Taillon and a Corey Kluber, both guys who hardly pitched. You know, Kluber had, I think, what, one game or something like that last year, and Taillon missed the entire season. You add some more injury questions to the mix. They're playing with fire a little
right.
bit, but otherwise, if those guys are in good shape, and it looks like, for the most part, they're going to be ready to start the year, and you can have Aaron Judge healthy and Giancarlo Stanton healthy. Now Luke Voit has an injury, so, I mean, the injuries keep coming. But that Yankee team, if everybody is 100%, is dreadfully scary for the opponents in the AL.
With Blake Snell leaving Tampa Bay, but Randy Arozarena was so good last year. Are the Rays still a threat? How do we evaluate them now?
I think, you know, anytime you count out Tampa Bay, you're doing it at your own risk.
That
is so true.
Because
they figure out ways to win.
You're right, amazing. On the money.
I mean, had a bottom five payroll last year, and they make the World Series.
Right.
So it goes against all convention. I think these Rays are still going to be very good and still a playoff team. I mean, they platoon well. They get the most out of the players and the skills that they have. And they figure out a way. And to take Blake Snell off of that team, you're certainly putting a big hole in that rotation. But somehow they make a way to fill that in. They find a way to fill that in with, you know, players that they pull off. I mean, Chris Archer, is he going to come in and be anywhere close to what he was back when he was with the Rays earlier in his career? You know, their closer, quote unquote, Nick Anderson, who had just a fabulous regular season last year, going to miss half of this year. They've got to fill in the bullpen as well. I mean, it's going to take all of their creativity and their resources, but I still think they somehow or another are able to do that and be a playoff team this season.
I still can't believe Tony La Russa is going to be managing in 2021. It's amazing to me. I thought that would not happen, but it is, and the White Sox are one of the top teams, at least coming in on paper, but they did suffer a major injury. How do the White Sox look?
Yeah, Eloy Jimenez was the heart, part of the heart of that order. I mean, obviously, Jose Abreu was last year's MVP, but Jimenez, I think, you know, a 30-40 potential homer bat taken out of the middle of that lineup will definitely hurt the White Sox. And, yeah, the one thing they do have that's kind of the X factor is the young guy, Andrew Vaughn, you know, third overall pick in 2019. Did not play last year with the White Sox. He was at the alternate camp for the entire season, but fantastic potential, great plate discipline, and a power hitter as well. The thing is, the White Sox are, he's usually a first baseman, and he was kind of penciled in as their DH for this season. But now with Jimenez out, Tony La Russa's got him playing out in left field. I think this is going to be a fascinating experiment to see how long he can continue to do that, if he can continue to do that. And, yeah, he could be somebody who could be a difference maker there for the White Sox. I mean, elsewhere, they have just so much. They ooze talent everywhere, and young talent at that, you know, outside of Abreu. This is going to be a team that has, they have the ace in Lucas Giolito. They traded for Lance Lynn this offseason, an outstanding starter and a fabulous number two for them. This is definitely a team to watch, and the dynamic of the young core of this team and the veteran presence of a Hall of Fame manager who hasn't been in the game on the field for 10 years, I think that may be the storyline of the year for me in Major League Baseball.
Wow. Steve Gardner, USA Today, as we do some baseball previews. All right, one final thought about 2020 and going into 2021. Will fans see some similar setups? Are there anything that 2020 had to bring us because of the shortened season that we are carrying over into 2021?
Well, the seven-inning doubleheaders and the extra innings experiments that we had last year in the name of keeping everyone safe, they're continuing. So this is, it won't be exactly the same as we saw in 2019. I'm really not a fan of either one. I mean, I'm more of a traditionalist in that regard.
Yeah.
So I want more baseball, and I don't really care if games last 4 hours, if it's compelling baseball. Now, there are other things about on the field and the fact that so few balls are being put in play. I get that. These changes, you know, with the doubleheaders and the extra inning, that doesn't affect the game, you know, how the game is played and how the ball is in play and all of that. So I'm really not a big fan of that, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, we don't have the same health concerns as we go into the season, as more players are vaccinated, as fans are vaccinated. We're going to have more, you know, larger crowds now as the season progresses. I think that's going to be certainly more fun for everyone involved. So it will look a little bit like last year at the start, but I'm hoping that it looks more like the season that we expect and we're looking forward to as we get into the summer.
So exciting with so much different movement during this offseason. Really appreciate it, Steve, as always, and we will catch you down the road as the season progresses. Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Great catching up, Tony.
You got it. That's Steve Gardner, USA Today Baseball Preview. Again, a lot of stuff this offseason. And yeah, it was short. It was quick. And we did get a good World Series, or at least a good matchup. Tampa Bay was a fun story, and the Dodgers were a juggernaut. But now we're back. We're back to playing these full games, full seasons, and all of the things that come about them. And, you know, health is a concern for a couple of teams, but it all starts tomorrow with some games as regular season gets kicked off in baseball. That's all coming up as we continue with Wake Up Call.